Sometimes I become so caught up in the deadline-hitting, page-filling, migraine-inducing business of writing that the question must surely be, why do I put myself through this? And yet, a few years ago, just before I began my first RLF gig at the University of Essex, the question would have been, am I still a writer? I certainly didn't feel like one. My agent of nearly 20 years had retired, and the 12-year-old who inherited her client list saw me as surplus to requirements. My TV writing career had sputtered to a halt, and for some daft reason I wasn't proud enough of my radio credits. Luckily, something yanked me out of my self-pity. The knowledge that I was about to become a Royal Literary Fund Fellow boosted my confidence, and finding a brilliant new agent did the rest. I was a bag of nerves during those early weeks at Essex, but if the university believed I was a proper writer, then maybe I was. Over that first year, I saw several students from the same occupational therapy group. I asked one of them, a single mum with two young children, why she was doing the course. Emma explained, in more personal detail than I'd expected, that her squaddy ex had left her for a servicewoman he'd met on tour in Afghanistan. I filed the information in the back of my brain, but it surfaced a few months later. Maybe I could write a TV series about army wives. I kept in touch with Emma and revealed my tentative plans. She introduced me to her friends, and over tea and cake, they told me about their lives. These anecdotes, observations, and experiences eventually became some of the story strands I wove into a 6-part drama series called Homefront. It was broadcast on ITV in 2012. To return to the question, why I write? I reckon the fellowship gave me the space, security, and self-belief to remember that buzz of excitement when a new idea smacks you around the head and says, write me, write me. We all write because it's who we are, but sometimes extra elements are required to make it possible. Thank you, RLF, for putting me in a place where I could remember who I was.